Okay.
Proverbs chapter 3, starting in verse 13, before we get there. There are two young moms that decided that it would be good to schedule a play date together so that the children could have some downtime. The ladies could enjoy some fellowship together, and so they scheduled it during the work week, of course, while the husbands were gone and busy with work, and the two of them could be home with the kids and have some time together. So Liz came over to Julie's house. Liz had a couple of kids around the toddler age, and Julie had three kids, the oldest being Jackson, who's about six. For some odd reason, Julie thought she killed two birds with one stone. She was thinking, well, if Liz comes over with her kids, this would be a perfect time to put a new piece of furniture together that was assembly required. Well, because the kids would keep each other busy, and Liz and Julie could talk while they work, because as you know, women are great at multitasking. So when Liz showed up and walked into the house with her two little ones, Julie already had a box in the family room there with instructions set out on top and some miscellaneous tools set on the one of the chairs next to it. Well, Liz was game for it, so they got the kids going in one of the neighboring rooms with some toys, and they went to town. Julie's oldest son, however, was not too impressed with playing house. He wanted to come in and help with the building project. So Julie got up and decided to make a cup of coffee and start the project off well. So Liz and Jackson started working on the project, but Liz quickly realized that an essential tool was missing, which was a screwdriver. And so she asked Jackson if he knew where to find a screwdriver and if he could run and grab one. And his reply was, well, do you want a daddy screwdriver or do you want a mommy screwdriver? Liz kind of thought about this and said, she was a little confused and a little curious all at the same time, and she was kind of trying to think through her options, and so she said, well, I'm a mommy, so let's go with the mommy screwdriver. And Jackson said, okay. So he runs out through the room, into the kitchen, opens a drawer, you know, gets in and bolts right back and gives her a butter knife. Well, you know what, ladies? There are times when butter knives work, and there are times when they don't. And aren't you glad that God puts men and women together? And when oftentimes we need a screwdriver for something, a butter knife won't work. But in other cases, butter knives work great in situations and daddies want to show up with hammers and nails and screwdrivers, right? And praise God for butter knives and screwdrivers and how God kind of puts us together to put this thing together called a home and a family. And God is building it and we just happen to be his tools, whether it be a butter knife or a hammer. And so anyhow, that didn't necessarily have to do a whole lot with our message other than Happy Mother's Day. And as you know, those who've been at Wakis, we don't really talk a whole lot about holidays. We just plow into the text. Because moms, what you need most today is not a cute little sermon on how to be a good mother. You need the Word of God, because that's the only thing that's going to make you a good mother, right? So that's where we're at. So let's jump into Proverbs chapter 3, which we have been plowing through Proverbs for a number of months, and we'll probably be here for a couple more years. So Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13, we'll see if we make it through 21 today, but we'll see. It starts out with, blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than gain from silver, and her profit better than gold. She is more precious than jewels, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, and in her left hand are riches and honor. Her ways are of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a life to those who lay hold of her, and those who hold her, who hold fast, are called blessed. And let's stop there. I want to remind you, in Proverbs chapter 3, Solomon is making a case for wisdom. He's calling his children out to follow the way of wisdom. And it's purely positive. There's almost no negatives in this entire chapter, unlike other chapters that we've seen before, and chapters we'll run into in the coming months, where they say, warning, stop, don't go here. This chapter is filled with, hey, this is where we want to go. This is the good life. This is the best life. Follow me this direction. And so I want to remind us that there is great importance for us as parents to be pointing out the positives to our children. Okay? And he starts out, if I can, first of all, if I can summarize this, the theme of these verses in a short little sentence, it's gaining wisdom is like going back to the Garden of Eden. And I'll kind of explain as we go through here. Notice that the first word in this section, starting in verse 13, is the word blessed. It's also the last word in verse 18. And that's true both in English as well as in Hebrew. That's important because they're bookends. And I want to, you know, as you're studying Scripture, this is one of those mechanisms or methods that you need to be aware of that particularly the Hebrew authors used. You see this both in narrative situations as well as prophetic and poetic. In narrative situations, you'll see an author take 10, 11, 12 chapters sometimes to cover something, and he'll start a section of the narrative talking about a person, place, idea, and he'll go on for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 chapters, and he'll bring that person, place, or idea back into the situation. And he's using it as a bookend in what sometimes seems to us a random going on of facts or stories or whatever are actually one large story that the author is trying to communicate a main point. Lots of minor points in between, but a main point. Okay? And prophetic words and in poetry, author will often use phrases or single words. And that's what you find here, the word blessed. It's a bookend. And so verses 13 through 18 are one point. A number of verses, but one point. What is the blessed life? What is the great life? The word blessed is only used sparingly in the book of Proverbs. It's used outside the book of Proverbs as well, but it mainly means the idea of true happiness. What truly makes men and women happy? The way that God made us, He made us with a bucket to be filled, per se. And what brings fulfillment to the human race from God's point of view? What brings satisfaction, contentment, fulfillment? You have all experienced these things, right? When you go on vacation, vacation is great as long as you are what? On vacation, right? The moment you get back, what happens? Laundry. Life hits, right? Vacation is over, now you got to move on. Why do we love going on vacation? Because it's a break from the norm. But vacations don't even satisfy. They may refresh, but they don't satisfy. And the idea of blessedness is the idea of what makes life truly and eternally meaningful. Interesting, the first use of a word is usually pretty helpful in the Word of God. The first use of blessed, it happens in Deuteronomy chapter 20, Deuteronomy 33, verse 29. It's actually the very last words of Moses to his people. This is the very last thing he says, the very last verse that Moses says, and he uses this word. In the ESV, it's translated, happy are you, but the word is blessed. Blessed are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, who is a shield of your help and a sword of your triumph. Psalm 1, verse 1. Actually, Psalm 1 is the introductory psalm of the whole rest of the book of Psalms. It's not really Psalm chapter 1. It's actually the intro. It's the preface. And it says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, stand in the way of the sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. It's defining what the good life is, and it's not by purposely surrounding yourself with the wicked. That is not happiness. That is not going to lead to the good life. The first real psalm, which we call Psalm chapter 2, the last verse says, kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in this way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all those who take refuge in him. What is the good life? The good life is when we find protection under the Lord Almighty. Psalm 119, which is a huge psalm about the importance of God's word, starts out this way. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk in the law of the Lord. You want to find the good life? You're going to have God's word surrounding you. There's all kinds of things that describe God's good life, right? I say that to set the context. The context is in our proverb here. Blessed is the one who finds wisdom. If you want to experience the good life, pursue wisdom.